I need a boom guy, Macklin said. He was leaning on a railing on the Baltimore waterfront, looking across at the aquarium, talking to a tall, bony, red-haired man named Fran.
Uh-huh,
Fran said. He wore small, round, gold-rimmed glasses. His wiry red hair was long and pulled back in a ponytail. He had on a short-sleeved green shirt and khaki pants and hush puppies. His bare arms were heavily freckled. He had a gold earring. You are the best around.
True, Fran said. What do you have in mind?
I need a bridge blown.
Legally?
Of course not.
What else?
Other things. I'll tell you when you need to know.
Maybe I need to know to decide if I want the job.
The job's worth more than a million.
Total.
Each. A water taxi pulled up to the dock below them, and some tourists got out and headed up the stairs toward Harbor Place.
Each is good, Fran said. Who's in it?
So far, Crow, J.D., Fay, and me, Macklin said.
She waited for you.
Yes. Fran nodded.
Where's this going to go down? He said.
Macklin smiled and shook his head. Keep thinking about the million. It's what you need to know.
You wouldn't have Crow if you didn't think it would take some doing, Fran said.
Better to have him and not need him than need him and not have him.
Maybe. How many guys you need altogether?
One more after you.
I'm married now.
Congratulations.
4 kids.
How about that, Macklin said.
I've been legit since I got out, working for the city, mostly slum clearance.
Making the big buck?
Not this big. How long will it take?
You'll probably be gone a week, 10 days.
10 days?
It's a big job. You'll need some time.
10 days, I could blow up Baltimore.
You have to look at the site, decide what you need. Then you have to get it and install it. It'll take some time. You can't get away 10 days for $1 million?
Old lady'll croak. I tell her I'm leaving her alone with 4 kids for 10 days.
You'll have to deal with your wife, Macklin said. The two of them were silent then, their forearms resting on the railing, the littered seawater washing tamely against the pier. The harbor was busy with small boats, and behind them Harbor Place was raucous with teenagers.
Okay, Fran said finally. I'll deal with her.
Macklin smiled and put out his hand. Fran shook it slowly. I'll be in touch, Macklin said.